Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, let's see here. Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce. And I'll tell you what, I got to put some music on here for just a second, and I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. That's my buddy Bobby Palermo. I had to run in the other studio and turn down something, if you will. But right now I'm going to go over to the telephone line and let me bring Kyle Warren in here. Okay, Kyle. That's what happens when the people down the hallway don't turn things off.
That's right. That's live radio. That's live radio.
All right, let's get started and say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic.
And to the republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Mark, I want to thank you over there in Clearwater for that nice little letter you sent. I just saw that and appreciate the flowers there. We always appreciate stuff like that. So way to go. That's all I can tell you. We do the best we can with what we got. Kyle, I'm going to start out like this. It's very hard for the Democrats to say, I'm sorry, Joe Biden and everybody else, right?
That's right, yeah.
Do you remember the song that Elton John once sang?
Yes, he said, sorry seems to be the hardest word.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
But hard or not, government officials have got to publicly apologize for their many destructive mistakes in handling the pandemic and the economy and gasoline prices and all that. And the purpose of an apology is not to humiliate or punish. Rather, if the Democrats believe in a republic like ours, government is a people's servant. So if government workers escape accountability, their mistakes aren't corrected and public trust isn't restored. Does that make sense?
Sure.
And what's more is the leaders at the CDC, the NIH, the Department of Energy, people that work in the executive branch of government under the president and the vice president and elsewhere just don't make mistakes. Now, they don't want to try to disgrace, marginalize, or silence those with dissenting views who, for the most part, turned out to be right. So, therefore, when they make a mistake, they don't admit it. And that behavior runs contrary to the best scientific practices and demonstrates why free speech and free exchange of ideas in this country and on our planet matter.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, we require school children to take responsibility for their wrongdoing, right?
Yes.
And surely high government officials can rise to the same standard, right?
One would think and hope.
Yep. So then, unless we do that, and again, that's the moral compass of the country. We've heard, we've talked about it before, the moral compass of the country. A lot of people say it's shot all to hell and gone, but I don't think so. I think there's hope for the country yet.
No, I totally agree, Captain. No, along the highways and byways of the land, the good people of America, and come from all walks of life, all ethnicities, all races, backgrounds, people know what's right and wrong. And they see it, especially in their politicians, where they really go off the rails. Americans, you know, they work hard, and, you know, they want to do the right thing.
Now, we don't know exactly what happened, but Benjamin Hall, a Fox reporter, was seriously injured during an incident yesterday near the capital city when he went out to report on the atrocities the Russian soldiers were committing, going after the civilian population. And we don't have much of any details at all because Fox is being very quiet about it. Apparently he's in intensive care in a hospital, which means that he's struggling. Apparently he was hurt pretty bad or he wouldn't be in intensive care. So we don't really know anything other than to wish him our very best. He is a family man. He has three young daughters. He's been reporting on the war in Ukraine for several weeks. He's a very good reporter, and I hope he'll be okay.
Yes, I echo every single part of that, Captain. He did join Fox News back in 2015. He's also reported from places like Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Gaza. So he's no stranger to conflict, obviously. But, Captain, this is becoming incredibly unsettling to have yet another journalist, in this case severely wounded from what we know. And, of course, we know as well that another journalist was killed in the last 48 hours in Kyiv or in Ukraine.
Well, yeah, and, of course, the U.N. is warning, you know, that this is just the tip of the iceberg, that these people, as the tensions ramp up and other people, other countries may get involved in this. By the way, there's a NATO country now calling for the fly zone, the no-fly zone, to be instituted.
I believe it's one of the Baltic states,
yep.
I believe.
Yep.
Yes. And, well, of course, and Captain, people are seeing these things happening on their screens. They understand the severity of it,
yep.
And these calls are going to intensify. You watch.
I agree. And, again, Joe Biden thinks that it's going to get the United States into World War III because it means planes flying at each other, shooting at each other. Well, nobody said we had to be there flying around with our planes. Just give them the damn planes and let them fly around and do their own thing.
Right. Arm them.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from that break, we'll get everything all switched around here that we need to get switched. I've just got it temporarily rebooted here. But I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be today. Here comes Kyle, and he's going to tell you.
It's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And don't forget to check out MyPillow.com and go over there and take advantage of all the specials he's got going, because Mike's done it again. He's pretty much put the building up for sale. And if you go to the web link that's there, the little door that'll open up for the radio listener specials page, you click on that, you'll go in there, you'll see all the stuff that's on sale. 50% off, 67% off, 75% off. Buy one, get one. My goodness. They've got deals and deals on top of deals. MyPillow.com. The promo code you'll always need is Captain. That'll get you whatever you want. Captain. And if you want to give them a call, you can do that at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Check out the radio listener specials page there and save a bunch of money and see all the different things they have. You're going to love it. You are absolutely flat out going to love it. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Well, we're going to get started in just a second here, but we do have a caller who's been waiting patiently. So, good morning, Mr. Caller. Where are you calling from, and what's your name?
This is Picasso. How are you doing, Professor? I have great respect for your national United States political views. However, I've listened to you for the last 3 weeks, and I have quite a few disputes with you on a political lecture-type idea. But I did want to ask you one question and then actually two questions and then I'll hang up with what you have to say. Just as a note of information, Vozniak-Sonik is a small town, quite the furthest that the Russians are gone. They've encircled about 1,000 cities and all the major cities east. They're not trying to conquer, they're trying to encircle and change the military. But, my question was, since NATO is supposedly a defense mechanism for a democracy, which is questionable, and there are 30 states, before 40 senators decide to send Europe, which will suffer the consequences of an increasing war and could be called World War III, or if not an encompassing European war. Don't you think every single one of those states has a vote to determine whether some more airplanes and so forth go in? And I'm not speaking of the globalists who are representing NATO at the table today with our great commanders from the United States. I'm speaking about the people. Do they have a voice as to where does the United States have any more than 1/30th of a voice to say that we should?
Okay, we got that. What's the second question?
Okay, my second question is Professor, I encourage you to just to throw a couple names at you. Radia Parable, Dimitri Carlos, and of course, least but not least, Stefan Bandera. Those are just three names I would suggest you study politically.
Okay, thank you. All right, here we go. Kyle, first of all, when a military action is decided, is it the state that gets it decided, or the Congress, the Department of Defense, the president? How does that work?
Well, the answer is it would depend. The president is going to be the commander-in-chief of the military forces. And, the War Powers Act does come into play. But
does the state have anything to do with that?
No. The state's not going to come up and have a vote and then send its answer to Washington or something. They tally up the votes and figure out what they're going to do. Yeah.
Right. Well, the states don't have anything to do with the War Powers Act or anything that happens when we send troops overseas. If the federalized version of the National Guard gets activated and they get called up to become part of the regular army, which they can do at any time, then up and away they go. Now, National Guards, the state National Guards, technically, that are commanded by a governor who happens to be their commanding officer, and there are state National Guards, which are called militias, that are like that. Oklahoma comes to mind, for one. Well, they were going to do it in Florida, but they haven't done it yet. They may, but they haven't done it yet. Then the governor can step in and say, nope, I'm not going to send my men this, that, and the other. And, of course, then they'll step in and they'll decommission the person in charge and put someone else in charge, and that's how that'll go. But to cut to the chase here, the states have nothing to do with who goes where when it comes to military action overseas.
Well, that's right. And then, of course, in the idea of NATO responding to an attack or to go in and defend another NATO member, we're bound by treaty, and so are the other states. I mean, this is the entire entire concept behind Article 5 and so forth. So, and we're going to start maybe seeing something like that play out. It will just depend. But we're kind of beginning into uncharted waters here because of where we're at in history, and what Vladimir Putin is now done. So stay tuned.
Now, he had a second question in there, so I'll let you go for that.
He had mentioned some names he wanted me to find out about.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Let me see here. Here's someone named Joel. Let me see what this is.
And we do thank Picasso for the call. Thanks.
Sure. Let's see. This is a paramedic from Fort Palm Beach Gardens. He's listening to the program right now. He's saying, okay, he mentioned, all right, he's talking about some different things here. It's pretty much, he's talking about the fire service. All right, well, he's on duty, that's what it is, and he's talking to me about that. Well, thank you there, Lieutenant Joel, down there in Palm Beach Gardens. I appreciate you. He's listening to us right now from the fire station. So
very nice.
Yeah, I couldn't quite figure out the way this is going to begin with, but it was kind of lengthy. Okay, back to the chase. Let's go back to where we need to be at here. We talked about, of course, Fox News correspondent Benjamin Hall, but a brutal new poll, now shows something else for the Democrats. It shows that there's a 5-alarm fire going for the Democrats as the Republicans have gained significantly by double digits amongst Black and Hispanic voters.
This is really significant, Captain, because obviously the Democrats have treated certain groups, racial or ethnic groups, over decades and decades as they believe that they're a sure thing for a vote.
And who is suffering the most right now with inflation? What group?
where you definitely have the different non-white groups, basically.
The non-white groups, that's right. The blacks and the dark-skinned, complected people, whether they're blacks or they're Puerto Ricans or they're Mexicans or whatever they are, the minority, that the colored minorities are suffering the worst right now when it comes to the inflation. That's what everything is showing us.
Well, that's right. And what this poll, this five-alarm fire, and I'm glad that they describe it as such because it shows the severity, it really shows, Captain, that the ideas matter, and in this case, the reality on the ground, that matters. People are seeing what's happening, and people feel as though they've been taken for granted by the Democrat Party. Their messaging is really breaking down because what people see with their own eyes, no matter where they live in this country or what socioeconomic background, they all know it's bad right now.
Yeah, and let's see, we're coming up on our break. But before we go to break, did you see what the Home Office of Amazon announced this week?
Yes, they are relocating because they have safety concerns.
They're a home office staff.
Crime. That's right.
Yep.
That's right. And Captain, this is another example. More reality setting in. You can't just, you know, virtue signal enough and say, oh, we defund the police and it's no big deal here in Seattle. Oh, my goodness. This is a significant development because of what it shows companies are going to begin doing if they can't have their employees feel safe.
Well, there are more and more facilities popping up down here in Florida.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah, and the trucks and the planes and all that sort of stuff. There's more and more Amazon and Prime Air and whatever else they call it that are showing up down here in Florida. Bezos is going all out down here.
Well, right. Well, what it shows, Captain, is that common sense. I mean, people can have political divisions, and we have had since the time this country ever began. But there are those who are trying to get us to throw away common sense in the name of political conquest. And we're now seeing the fruits of all that, and people are figuring it out, and they're saying, we don't want any part of it.
And are you surprised?
No, not at all. Not at all. But because it becomes a bandwagon. Oh, let's defund the police and law and order. That's the problem. You know, it just becomes a bandwagon. And some, you saw some companies try to jump on that bandwagon and donate millions of dollars and this kind of thing. But in the end, it just creates a worse environment. They could have made their message so much better. And I think more and more people would have glommed onto it to say, yes, we definitely want to have a just society, but defunding the police is not the way to get there.
No, it's not. And all this other nonsense has stopped. And by the way, we'll be talking a little bit in a little while about the squad. They're all upset about the fact that they're not getting what they thought they were going to get. And I mean, this is all unraveling right now. The Democrats' little party is unraveling. Hold on, Kyle, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're going to let Jeff take us to break right now.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warned his Chinese counterpart face-to-face that consequences are possible if Beijing decides to assist the Kremlin. Russia has reportedly asked China for help in its invasion of Ukraine. The meeting had already been scheduled between the two officials weeks ago. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will deliver a virtual address to Congress on Wednesday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hoping a vote on a COVID-19 funding bill will happen this week.
More than $15 billion in additional COVID relief was stripped from a larger spending bill last week after bipartisan objections. Pelosi called herself very disappointed during an event in New York City. The White House saying new COVID funds are urgently needed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Monday on Wall Street, the Dow was flat, the NASDAQ and S&P ended in the red. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends over at Relief Factor. You know, Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously every day of the year. I start out my regimen in the morning or the afternoon, whenever I get up, with a packet of Relief Factor, and whammo bammo, away I go. Now, I've tried days where I haven't had it, and my inflammation and my swelling and pain in my left foot and leg and ankle and whatnot will come back very quickly. So rather than test the gamut, I take it every day, and it works for me. Once in a while, I'll have to take a second shot of it in the middle of the afternoon or whatnot, and when I do, I do. I don't worry about it. And then once in a while, I'll have to take it at night before I go on the air because of whatever I've done to either be on my feet too long or whatever. But it works. That's the point. And the reason it works is because of the all-natural ingredients that are in the product, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got. And I went to my doctor yesterday, and my leg was back down to normal. My foot was back down to normal. And I had just got done taking Relief Factor over the weekend and Relief Factor before I went to the doctor. And they said, are you taking that product again? I said, yep. They said, well, keep taking it because it's working. And you bet it's working. That's why I'm telling you about it. I've been taking it over 7 years. And it's 100% drug-free, and it'll work for you, too. I know it will. So 100% botanical and a fish oil product in it, which is something that's good for you, good for your body. And all you got to do is go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets you started. No club to join, no nothing. You get into it, you got it, and away you go. Now, today at Mission Barbecue, I will have at least one packet of Relief Factor with me, one of the 1995 packets. So I'll have one of those with me. And if you think you need it and need to start on it, you can do just that. However, keep in mind that the lucky draw of the bit will be when you decide to order it, when you run out of the sample packet, then it's still going to cost you $19.95, so you're going to save yourself some money. So there you go, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know you got trouble on the phone when you look and see the phone number, and it's that guy over in Clearwater, that guy that wants to be mayor?
That would be Mike. That's right.
Okay, let's go over. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Captain. How you doing, Kyle? Unfortunately, COVID grabbed a hold of me again, so here I am sick. But
Wait a minute. Wow. That's the second time you had it?
This is like the fourth time I've had it.
I've had
both vaccines, and I've been boosted, but yet I still managed to get it.
So. Your immunity must be down in the toilet.
Well, you know what, Captain? I'm doing the best I can.
Okay.
And I'm trying to pull through, so unfortunately I won't be at lunch today. But
well, listen. Let me say something to you first. Okay. Start loading up with some vitamin C, vitamin D, and B12.
I got zinc. I got vitamin D.
Okay.
I got, all that good stuff. And
okay,
that's what
right.
I'm going to do. Kevin.
All right, go ahead.
So, all right, here we go, Kyle. The only reason I called is Americans tend to have a short attention span. So let me remind you, okay? When Biden ran, his big thing was $15 an hour, okay? You know, everybody has to have a living wage. And it's kind of an interesting thing that happened because they got their $15 an hour, but guess what else they got? They got out-of-control inflation. So that $15 an hour plus or whatever that they're getting now is not worth garbage because with gas being at, you know, $4 or $5 plus, God knows where, how much higher it'll go. Go to the grocery store. Food is just crazy. So remember this when you go vote, folks. You got your $15 an hour, but you're probably worse off than you were before you were earning the $15 per hour. So in other words, they kind of wanted you to believe that they got it for you. But in the end, you got screwed again. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, you know, Mike, I appreciate what you're saying so much. And while you were talking, I was just thinking, I just wish that Sam Kinison was still around because he could scream, they don't care, they don't care. And
yeah.
Only the way Sam Kinison did it.
Yep.
And because they don't care, yes, that's right. They got the, they hoodwinked everybody, and now look where we're at.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it.
That's right.
All right, well, let's talk about Saudi Arabia for a minute, then we'll go over to CNN. Saudi Arabia has carried out the largest mass execution in its history as civil rights groups are issuing condemnation from all around the world. What on earth did they do this time?
Well, that's right. This is the largest mass execution since like January of 1980, evidently, when they executed 63 militants. But, Captain, evidently they actually, and I'm not trying to be funny, they actually slowed down the executions during COVID, oddly enough. But that's right. This is really something that's catching the world's eye, even while the big focus is on the war in Ukraine. But they executed 81 people. Their crimes range from killings to belonging to what they call militant groups.
Wow. So, in other words, if you were against the government, you were militant, you're done.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, a CNN host said the world is entering into the post-American era under Joe Biden. Now, I can kind of believe that a little bit because I don't think there's anything American about Biden. I'm really having a problem trying to figure out if he was actually from America or understands what it's like to be an American or not.
Well, that's right. And this is CNN's Fareed Zakaria. And he says, you can see the signs everywhere that we're going into a post-American era under Biden. He says, consider that according to the Wall Street Journal, the leaders of the UAE, Saudi Arabia, two countries that have depended on Washington for their security for decades, refuse to even take phone calls from the American president. Captain, this is catastrophic for the Biden administration and for the Democrat Party elite, because this sentiment is going to grow.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. I'm not surprised that anybody would not want to take a phone call from Joe Biden, because you know what he's going to do when he's calling the Saudis and calling the United Arab Emirates. He's begging for oil. Oh, can you please put some more oil? Okay, please, we'll buy it from you. Please, Purdue, we'll buy your oil. We'll buy. Yeah. We've got all the oil we need. These people can just go pump salt or sand or something. We need to start. And by the way, okay, we the people run America. It's not the other way around. And yeah, we elect people in Congress that represent our government, but we elect them to do something. And if they don't do it, then we have the responsibility and the ultimate order of voting them the hell out of office when they don't do what we voted them in to do, right?
Well, of course. Yeah, that's the way it works.
So the people need to understand that they got to get this right this time around in November. They have got to get this right in November. Remember in November what's happening to you right now, senior citizens, your gasoline prices, everybody, your food prices, everybody, your clothing prices, everybody, anything and everything that you could think of that's cost you an arm and a leg right now, remember all that and then vote these bums the hell out of office.
Well, Captain, there may be a perfect storm brewing in terms of the transcendency of what's happening and how people are perceiving it, and it's going to cross over party lines, and the Democrats are desperate, and they don't know what to do, and that's why they send out Kamala to go laughing at everybody, and that's why they're making the moves they're making.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that about Kamala, because we have somebody who likes Kamala in this form. That's for Kamala.
Yeah, but he was laughing way before Kamala went.
I know, but this is for Kamala. Yeah. That's for Kamala. Okay. Yeah, Kamala. You know, what a joke. What a joke. And now Biden says, well, you know, I'm going to have to take a trip overseas. I'll have to talk to the people and tell them what we're going to be doing, all that stuff. But again, if you're talking now no-fly zone, they're acting like as if we're going to be the ones up there with the jets flying back and forth. We don't have to be. We can be on the ground doing everything we need to be doing to support the jets that are up in the air. It doesn't have to be us. All right. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Coming back with the Trucker's Highway Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much of it.
is Travis Tritt. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, can I get your butt moving?
It does. That's a great one.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E, Trouble. I used to know one of them. I married her. Oh, boy. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, she liked dancing that song, too. So there you go. We'll get going here because we got some weather to look at. Now, we do have a little weather starting to enter into the mix out there in the northwest and the west coast. Looks like we've got maybe a storm coming aboard. Things are kind of calm over here by me tonight. So, Kyle, I'll let you take it away.
Well, Captain, we're monitoring a lot of rain coming in to the Pacific Northwest. As you did mention, yes, we do have some systems moving through. Right now, Seattle, Washington, they've got rain, and that's going to travel on down the coast a little bit south of Portland. Portland right now doesn't look like it's got the rain, but northeast of Portland, as you make your way east out of Portland, you're definitely going to be going through some rain there on I-84, so be aware of that. And then you're going to encounter it again as you head on over towards Idaho. And also, as you come out of Seattle on I-90 and you make your way over towards Spokane, you're going to definitely get involved in that. And by the way, up in that area tonight, we've got an avalanche watch. This is just going to be east of Spokane, but it's going to include Coeur d'Alene, Sandpoint, all the way up to the Canadian border and on into part of the northwest part of Montana. Not quite as far as Missoula, but avalanche watch going on there tonight. We've got various wind advisories, but of course it's the rain coming across the road in these different areas that are going to be very important for you tonight, especially coming across I-90 in Montana near Superior, so you want to be aware of that as well. A quick check of our key mountain passes, Captain. Snoqualmie Pass, 33 degrees right now, rain and snow mix, and it's going to be slushy, so you might want to slow down a little bit for that. Also, 4th of July pass. This is up near Coeur d'Alene, 39 degrees. You've got rain through Tuesday, and you could also have some lightning involved in that. Cabbage Hill, right now, intermittent showers at 50 degrees. And Donner Pass in California, Captain, 37 degrees right now. Tuesday, you've got rain and snow coming through. So be careful out there because we definitely have rain as well up in the Northern California area right now. This is going to be north of Redding as you head up towards Medford, Oregon. Definitely a mixture of rain and sleet coming across Interstate 5.
Well, right now, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, central part of Wisconsin tonight, coming across from Green Bay in a straight line west out of there over towards Minnesota. You got a big line of fog in there. So you're going to have some dense fog to drive in coming out of Green Bay headed west towards Minnesota. And it's dry in Nebraska tonight. How about that? That's unusual. We got some fog down along the Gulf Coast coming out of McAllen and Brownsville, right on up towards Galveston. A little bit of patchy fog around Houston. More patchy fog when you get over around New Orleans. Going to find it all the way over to Pensacola. And then we got some windy conditions on the Gulf tonight, kicking up some waves there. And then going up to, let's see here, going up the East Coast all the way up into, where are we going? Going to Cape Cod. Lynn up there in Cape Cod is going to be letting the wind blow around a little bit there, too, by where she's at. So Cape Cod's got a little breeze going tonight. And we got some offshore winds tonight off North and South Carolina. And that's about what we have tonight here. It's a very quiet night in terms of weather. It's kind of scary because usually that means something else is going to happen.
Well, that's right. And but obviously, though, if you're out on the highways and byways, it's good to have a little bit of smooth sailing, doesn't it?
Yeah, and something is going to happen today. We're going to be over at the Mission Barbecue at lunchtime having lunch with the gang over there. Can't wait for that. We always have a lot of fun there, have a lot of intelligent conversation for the most part.
That's right. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yep. And, by the way, I want to remind everybody that not only that coming up today, but we've got some special guests who are going to be in-house come the 5 o'clock hour. And after the Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, gets off at 5:30, they're going to be on. It's the Let's Go Brandon Rally folks are going to be in here.
Oh, very cool. That's
That's going to be fun. Going to be fun. Tara and her compadre. So there you go. All right, so Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget that the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning, here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when you drive in to the Pilot or Flying J, be sure to join the Drivers Club. Start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J, your fuel, your food, your supplies, and manage those points simply by downloading the My Rewards Plus app. And you can track your points. You can get great offers as well and get access to all different kinds of things that you can do with the Pilot and Flying J. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. That's all one word, pilotflyingj.com. And you can also use their locations function, folks, to find the location nearest you so you can plan your trip accordingly. And start earning those points. Also drop in for the great food, the great coffee, the great anything that you need to get you back going on the road again, because the good people at Pilot and Flying J know what you need, and they're there to make sure that you get it. PilotFlyingJ.com.
You betcha. And for those of you today that want to know where I'm going to be at lunchtime, here we go.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All righty. And we did get a question, Kyle, from James in Clearwater. Did you see it?
I believe I did, yes. Let's see. As we're going through the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Let me see. I've got it now. I do have it now. That's right. He said, I think when Picasso mentioned, he called earlier, mentioned about the votes of states.
40 states.
About NATO states. Yeah. But Picasso would mention, I think, 40 states.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was talking about the NATO member states.
No, they don't have that many.
He seemed to indicate that it was people from various American states would vote and say what they wanted to have happen in terms of the planes.
That's just not the way it works.
No, not at all.
All right, Congress does, but that's got nothing to do with individual states. Okay, hold on. All right, folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return right after these here at the top of the hour and messages and all that good stuff. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.